Welcome everyone to our Bridgewalk support call. And I always like to reiterate for folks who may be joining us for the first time either ever or the first time for this season, just a reminder that these calls are really an opportunity to look at anything related to the campaign. So it could be technical things, and if we can, we'll get those answered right on the call. Often that can be helpful because if one person has the question, it's likely other people do too. If we can't answer it on the call, then we will get you pointed in the right direction to get the information you need. But also to talk about inspirations, ideas you're having. You know, we've had a lot of folks get great ideas on these calls for their own fundraising efforts or processes that you're running into. Insights you're having, exciting things you want to look at, but also if you feel like you need support around a certain thing, a process that you're looking at and need some assistance with moving through it. So really any of those things, and with that, I would open it up for who would like to begin.
Hey, Jen, this is Ann.
This is Jan.
Ann and then Jan.
And,
Greta's
just
here.
Hey, Greta.
Technical
question. Jen, do you want us to mute ourselves when we're not talking? Would that be helpful?
You know, that would be helpful, Ann. And if it gets to be this, you know, people aren't quite doing that, then I can mute the call. But if people would mute themselves, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I can certainly do that. Well, I just wanted to share a fun insight I had. I still need to look at it some more, but I can't make the calls on Saturdays, so I was listening to the call from last week, and I realized I had made an assumption about when you said at the beginning of a campaign, we were saying we wanted 100% participation, and I realized when I heard that, I heard it as 100% participation of the Sangha, which, I mean, obviously that's not wrong, and it could certainly go that way. But then I heard it in a different way last Saturday, which was so fun, which was 100% of my participation. And it was just really fun to see that, because what it made me look at was, you know, there's a certain way that I could say, well, I'm going to do this, and then, okay, brush off my hands, I'm done. But what would it mean, and I'm still looking, and I don't know the answer to this, but I love the question, what would it mean for me personally to participate 100%?
Wow. You know what's so cool about that, Anne, that I saw, is there's not going to be any right answer to that.
Right,
so
exactly.
What that's going to do is it's going to have me stay awake.
Yeah.
Which is what I want.
Right, because what I saw is that, you know, from conditioning's perspective, this is kind of, you have to do this thing that you, it's so bizarre when I say it, because this is certainly not anything that I believe or would align with, but when I put it out, that's why it's so interesting to put it out, because it's not me, because it seems like, well, this is kind of this thing the Sangha does, so you have to do it, and so just do something and be done with it. You know?
Exactly. That's so good, Anne. And then when you, it's like that actually is happening in the head, and because I don't really completely realize it, it's, I guess that's true, but then when I say it out loud, as you say, it's laughable, it's like, that's clearly not me.
Right. So it's like conditioning tries to make it a total drag, this obligatory. Well, it was kind of like, I think it was on the call this morning on the year-long retreat of, oh, God, I have to get up and get dressed and go outside. Isn't that horrible? I mean, it's such a burden.
I'm gonna see people.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God. So that's, I think, what was so helpful about seeing it from that lens is it exposed conditioning. And I was really grateful for that.
Well, I'm so grateful that you brought it up, because that is just, I love that. That's so good.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get to play with that some, and also I really appreciated, just to thank you, I appreciated getting the photos, because I want to send thank you to people who have contributed on my page, and I love being able to send them a picture from the project. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And that reminds me, I don't know if it's up there, because I think it was a secondary edition, but that set of twins that I talked about on the Saturday call, their photo is in there, or will be soon if it's not. Yeah. So.
Okay, great. I'll look for that. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Anne. Jan.
Hi, Jen.
Bye-bye.
It's Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. That's okay.
Hi. When you hit when I hit the buttons, I can't hear, so I don't know if anything's been said. Yeah, I wanted to thank you and everybody that's responsible for getting those photos out, because I have to tell you, the folks, especially a couple of the folks that have given over the years that I send a letter to every year, that's what they look forward to. I make cards, have the photo on the front, and this year I'm going to do bookmarks as well, so they'll get more than one photo, and it's so fun. And so
Jan,
can I ask
you just quickly about that?
Sure.
So for making the cards, making the bookmarks, are you using something like a Snapfish or you kind of design something online and then it gets printed and sent to you, or how do you do it?
Well, I haven't done the bookmarks yet, so that's a really good question. I looked into it today.
Okay, it's new.
On the cards, I just print out. You buy cards that you can then attach. You can then
glue the photo on it.
It looks like those beautiful cards that you buy, that have professional photographs on them.
Yeah.
So they're really beautiful. I think. I mean, lovely, and it's the kids. So what could get better? And
yeah,
then on the bookmarks, I just checked on that today, and what I'm doing, and we'll see. Mm-hmm. I can report back if I have any great breakthroughs. Is that you print out what you want, the mm-hmm. photos, and then I'm going to take that sheet in and have it laminated, and then I cut it to the bookmarks the bookmarks. So it's just a repeat. Well, I haven't done it yet, so I don't know how doable, but that's what I've learned so far. And cool. I mean, I'm so motivated because I know how much I love the pictures, and the response I get is always like, oh my gosh, people keep them on their refrigerators or in their books or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
And there was one other thing. Well, to thank you for that, get those made. Oh, I know what it was. If anybody, I don't know, I'm sure this happens to everyone else. I go sort of up and down, where I'm totally inspired, like what Anne was referring to. You can't say enough or do enough for the kids in the campaign. And then other times where it's, oh my gosh, do I really have to sit down and do this? And I one of my breakthroughs today was, I wasn't feeling that way so much, but as I was going over the Africa website, I saw the videos available. I had forgotten about them. And I went and watched the first 100. It's the one on the first 100 kids. Oh, my gosh. So if anybody needs inspiration, that would be my recommendation. It brought me to – I mean, I just wanted to go work on the campaign the rest of the day. So
that's a good point, Jan. Yeah, because me too. I forget about those videos also. And that one in particular – there have been a number of trips where we've just sat, it's like the end of an afternoon, a long afternoon, and we're waiting for something or whatever, and we'll just hop on and watch that video with the team, and it's so much fun because they get laughing because, of course, that was now like 12 years ago or something. So all those little tiny kids are, in high school, and they're laughing, and they're like, oh, that one's here, oh, that one's such and such, and that one's married, and that one. super fun.
Well,
that's a great tip.
It was wonderful to have that as a pick-me-upper, it was great.
Yeah.
So
thank you
so much. That was all.
Okay. Thanks, Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jodine's here.
Hey, Jodine.
Morphy's here,
Hi.
Too.
Who was that?
I missed.
Sorry, Laura C. Got on the call a little late.
Oh, Laura C., thanks for announcing yourself. Great. Okay. Go ahead, Jodine.
So just to say I missed a support call.
Okay, well, we're gonna mark that in your file then. Your good luck file, Jodine.
Okay. Well, I know that they're available to listen to, right? Like
Anne
would say.
That's true, they are. So you could make up, it's like a makeup test, right?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. But So I had kind of two things. One kind of like what conditioning is trying to do with this, and a small technical thing. So what conditioning is trying to do with my project? So
your books.
My idea this year is to use like books and reading as an intro to the project for people who don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm looking at doing something of like, you know, like total strangers basically, is because I don't know, in my circle, in my you know, Facebook network, I just did not get any donations last year. Mm-hmm. I only got donations from like people who are very close to me in my life and know about the project.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, you know, this is probably good for people who don't know anything about the project to find out about it. And so I had this idea that that I would kind of like sit at a train station or some other place where lots of people would go by, and that I would have a wagon mm-hmm. with books, and I use books, and then mm-hmm. and like a sandwich board that would you know be like eye catching, mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I can also wear you know, some of my Cantaloupe wardrobe,
mm-hmm.
which is eye-catching.
Yep.
And so I was asking folks to donate books, and I didn't get very far with that until just recently. I got two folks who stepped up and were actually very happy to donate to me their used books.
Okay.
So that's like a check. And also because I was telling them about the project, I went to my website and I realized there was like $0 in there yet.
mm-hmm.
And so I asked someone who I knew was going to donate to go ahead and make their donation. So it looks like at least, you know, I made a start. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Who knows how much of this is
coming. Well, and you know what? Actually, the platform that we use, you know, they, of course, have also sort of things, you know, trainings and stuff they do. But one of the things they say is, that they recommend is to make a donation to your own page to get things started in that way.
Yes. Well, my donor was my husband, so.
Oh, perfect.
kind of like, you know, in the family.
Yep. Exactly.
And so what I'm coming up against is I don't have everything I need to, like, I don't have everything I'm envisioning I would have when, mm-hmm. you know, someone approaches me and I have 2 minutes to make my case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I thought I might print out some of the website and have, like, a flip book, you know. And so I'm getting this like you're kidding me, right? You're gonna go to a train station, you know, like conditioning is just like
are you
what
kidding?
Is that word? Yes, it's like are you kidding?
And I hope, Jodine, that your response is either A, just not even to engage with it at all. But if there is any response along the lines of, yeah, this is awareness practice, that is some high-level awareness practice right there. Because you're going to watch every process that ever wanted to come at you is going to come at you. So great. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And you know,
and
just
basically
on the content level, the thing that occurs to me is you might just, so again, I think we talked about this in a couple of calls at least, just that place of, you know, we got plenty of time, right? So, okay, so this week I'm going to browse the website and I'm going to see what drops in terms of what catches my eye. Great. And then next week I'm going to start putting material together and then, right, just make it doable, just little baby steps.
Right, Right, because the one thing I don't, the big thing I don't have is, like, I don't have a wagon.
Easy enough. I bet you could get yourself a wagon pretty easily.
Right, you know, like, there's such things as Craigslist, et cetera.
Exactly.
Right, and so I basically, what I've been doing is, when I hear the voice, I imagine me sitting at one of the stations, a very pleasant station with lots of trees and stuff, that's kind of on my list. I imagine myself sitting there on a sunny day and it working. I imagine people, you know, donating.
Yeah, and you know,
because
the other thing
that's what it's about, right?
Like, yeah, well, and yes,
in
and
a way, because
it's about that. And you know, if no one donated anything, that's fine. It's in a way, it's not about that, because it's about the idea dropped in. If I remember from one of our previous conversations, you know, it's like almost being Jodine's mentor, coach in this process. She wants to do this. She's really excited about this. She has this idea. Well, let's do it with her, right? Just like you would a friend.
Right.
A friend says, oh, I have this idea. And you say, do you think it'll work? And you go, I don't know if it'll work, but let's do it. What the heck? I mean, we got nothing to lose. Right? So you can be
right,
with her
right.
through
and,
that process. Yeah.
Right. And I think that one thing also that I imagined from the beginning of this, like, you know, approaching strangers is that, yeah, I mean, even if nobody donates, I'm imagining having a little, like, postcard that they might take away with the website.
Sure.
And then
lovely.
You know, it's just going to grow. You know, it's just going to go out there.
That's so fun.
So,
yeah. Great. Thanks, Judy. That's really, it's fun to get an update on what people are up to. Yeah.
Yeah. And can I just ask my real quick little technical thing?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's about the vanity URL, they call it, you know, Classy calls it. So I don't know why, but the first couple of times that I tried to access it, it said it had been taken down or wasn't available or something. And it's possible that it's case sensitive and I had like messed that up, because my little thing is Cantalomba Go Happy, all one word, but the capital.
Oh, you're talking about your URL for your fundraising page on the campaign site.
Oh yeah. Sorry, Classy calls it the vanity URL.
Yes. Okay, well, that would be a good thing. If you're still having trouble with it, Jodine, let us know, write in, and we'll, you know, we have a secret IT person, a weapon.
He's able to
kind of field most things like that. So, yeah, write in if you're still finding that that's an issue, and we can probably get you sorted out on that.
Yeah, okay. I found it finally under the manage button. Fundraising page.
Okay.
Because I actually didn't quite remember what it was, and I couldn't find out, I couldn't find it, but I found it there under the manage button.
Okay, that's useful.
The manage page, yeah.
Folks to know. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Jodine.
This is Laura C.
Laura C, and then who was that?
Karen A is just announcing. I've been here, but I came on about 2 minutes late, and people were talking already. But Karen
Got
A
it.
Is here.
Thanks, Karen.
And this is Sandy. Same thing happened to me. I just wanted to say hi.
Thanks, Sandy. Anyone else want to just say you're here before?
Yes, Tony's here, and I was 2 minutes.
Okay,
late.
Tony.
I didn't want to interrupt.
No, thanks.
And Laura N.
And Laura M., excellent.
And Beth.
And Beth. Anyone else?
It's Patty.
Hey, Laura C.
Patty.
Oh, Patty, great.
Yep, I'm here. Hello.
Hello. All right, very good. I think we're good, Laura C. You got the floor.
All right, so just a warning, I'm at a dog park, so you might hear dogs in the background.
Okay. Luckily, we love dogs. So.
yes, we do. Okay, so I'm talking just so I can get in, like, this is a place of real karmic stuckness for me. Any kind of fundraising anywhere, it doesn't matter for who or what or how or anything.
It could be, yeah, anything.
So
yeah.
There's just an identity that this doesn't, we don't do this. And I've made attempts like this. I think is my third. This, you know, I've made three attempts in the past, and I'm like, okay, I get a little farther every time, but don't quite. You know, when I hit that ball, that's not, I'm not hitting the sweet spot yet.
Say more about that. Like, how do you know what's the indication?
So, I still feel the sensations of resistance, right? Huh. And the great thing is I can see that that's not me. Like, I love this project. I love these kids. Like, in all of it. I totally get the first year, that a couple of years ago, like, I actually paid someone to help me create a flyer. I mean, I was all into it. And then when I didn't get a lot of response, that's when the voices kicked in of like, nobody wants to do this. So here's how I work around the resistance around fundraising is, let me give a service. You know, if I provide a service, I'm not asking them to give me money. They might benefit from this anyways. And then whatever I get, I'll just turn over. Right. So I'm really curious about how the energy that ego's kicking up in this person, that is creating the stuckness around the whole thing. Whether or not people respond to it or not, I don't know if I'm saying that accurately, but that, like, whatever's going on with this person is getting hijacked, so the energy isn't clear to free up for whatever people want to do.
Whatever people want to do, and who are the people who might want to do something? I'm not clear on all
right,
the players.
So when I put this out on, I haven't done this yet, but put it out on Facebook, or I tell people about it, or I talk about it. Like, I just don't seem to find the people who are excited about it. And so I'm not, like, I'm really curious about, like, what energy is going on here that isn't kind of inviting that energy back in.
And so let me ask you this. The thing about the, you know, doing a service and then in exchange for that whole thing, is that something you're interested in doing this year, or you're interested in doing it in the straight fundraising way this year?
Great question. Because I don't know, and I realize that I don't know is also a karmic response. Like, I don't know, that kind of thing. So, but what first dropped in that I felt like was really pure, just life, kind of like, because I love to give away free stuff. Like, I think that's really, like, you know, to me that's really fun. I don't have a problem with that. I think it's that energy of stuckness comes of, right, like, when I start to, anytime, it doesn't happen to me in my professional career anymore, it used to, but it's anytime I'm asking for someone to give me something, like, I'm not there anymore. It doesn't matter, like, about anything.
You bail.
I do. Like, I had someone want to donate the other, like, many years ago, and she was like, let me get you a check. I just bailed. Like, I didn't follow up. I didn't. So there is something really curious to me about, like, what is that about? That I'm not clear on yet.
Because one of the things that's interesting is, you know, I know that you're a part of the Forever Retreat.
Yes.
Beyond Fear, Resistance, and Limitations.
Yes.
Is there crossover in the process there?
Exactly.
Because
you've gone up against
a lot of that.
Yep. Yes, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. It still shows up. And, like, it'll show up in things like when I need to act on behalf of someone to follow up on a service. Like, anytime the ego projects, I might not get an answer that I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I do whatever I can to avoid it.
Yeah, boy. And that just seems like the opportunity of this, doesn't it? It really does. Because it's the thing that we've talked about on some of the calls, and what to me is just extraordinary about, well, it's what's extraordinary about the Forever Retreat and the Bridgewalk season every year. Because, and
every
I think
year.
One of the things that's helpful, at least for me, is that it's a finite period of time, but it's not super quick. You know, it's a few months. So it gives us an opportunity as Sangha to get in there and really, you know, it's like Janine was talking about, or, I mean, we've had any number of people sort of begin to talk about it. Those places where, wow, okay, I'm really up against this thing. All right, well, I kind of have some time here to take this on. And we get to take it on in a way that is unusually supportive in the sense that everyone else on the call, you know, we're all going to have a slightly different version of it, and maybe the resistance shows up in a different portion of it in a different way, but we're all doing that, and we're kind of doing it together, and we're doing it for a group of people we really care about, so we would do for the love of others what we wouldn't be willing to do for ourselves. And so it just occurs to me that one place that you talk about could be, again, maybe putting it on your calendar. Okay, for the next whatever week, 10 days, whatever period of time you choose, I'm just going to explore that place of either I anticipate that I'm going to get an answer I don't want or that makes me feel uncomfortable, or I do get an answer I don't want and feel uncomfortable, just beginning to get really curious in that place. And without, at least for now, without so that I can do my fundraising project or so that I can. No, so that. Just for whatever period of time that's on my calendar, I just explore that piece of it and just see what that's about.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, I can get a piece of that. That narrowed focus of look at this. Because conditioning projects me into a future that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And gets me all whatever and shut down, you know, versus just look at this. And I do want to free this human. And it's interesting, the other day I got some, you know, GoFundMe about someone struggling. I donated and I shared that easily. But it's like the minute it becomes about, like, somehow it's tied to this person and what she cares about and what she loves, and that's where the process gets shut down. So that's what I'll look at.
So are you saying that when you got that GoFundMe thing from a friend, you wanted to donate to that?
Oh, totally. And I did. I read the story.
Yeah.
It resonated with
me.
I don't donate to all of them, but for whatever reason, and I did. I donated, and then I freely shared it.
Yeah.
There was no hang-ups, no nothing. But I watched.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay,
beautiful.
Look it.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so two things occurred to me. One, just to underline that I feel like it's so, like, If what Bridgewalk season 2019, if Laura sees participation in that was to see this piece of karma and go up against it without raising a single dollar, the Bridgewalk season has done its job and much has been contributed to the world. And I think that's huge for us to see, because what I project stops us is as soon as we get some momentum in seeing the process and going up against it, it's so easy for the voices to immediately go, okay, so what are you going to do? What's your thing going to be?
Right.
How much money?
Right.
Right? It
right.
just goes immediately to the content, which to me is just a way of shutting us down. So to have the courage to stay with the process and truly let life lead the way and to see, I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm going to do, if I'm going to do anything, and what money I'm going to raise. And I don't know. Not now, anyway.
Mm. I love that.
And the other one
oh,
that
yeah,
occurred,
please.
Sorry, just quickly, the other one that occurred to me that I stole from Bob, I used it last year and I'm using it again this year, is to say to the people that I'm reaching out to, and let me know what you're up to. I want to know what you're interested in. Because I do. I want to know what they're interested in. I want to support them and what they're excited about. Yeah.
Right. Oh, I love that.
And the piece that, and I don't know if this is part of the process, but I feel like, you know what, so I did what you guys recommended on the last call, is I made a donation already on my page. And then I've already signed up for the bracelets and the other things. So I feel good that, like, there's something there, and
So if 100% participation is our goal as a Sangha, there, you're in.
Yeah. Yes. And then this is the piece I want to free up to see what else is possible.
Yes.
Exactly. While the human gets freed.
Yes. So it's really an example of your goodness is already established, right? So now, there, good. The whole thing is a playground at this point.
Cool. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Margaret.
Oh, funny.
Did I hear both Margaret?
I think so.
I don't know.
Okay. Margaret Kay, did you put your name in the hat also?
Yeah, I did. I think I might have
been first,
but I'm not sure.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll go next.
Okay,
we'll go. Yeah, we'll go alphabetically. Margaret Kay.
Let's see. So what I've been looking at is just, I had some questions about the marketplace. Because I was thinking originally that I would have some stuff that could be sent to people, fabric sorts of things, but I haven't really been able to work with my hands enough to do that. But I still want to make plants because that was so much fun, and it did make some money at the early fundraiser we had. And also I've decided, I don't know if this helps other people or not, but I'm going to just give them to people for their birthdays this year and then add that money into the thing for the, you know, instead of buying a present for them.
Awesome. Great idea. Love it.
Yeah. Is it paying it forward or paying it whatever? But I'm going to be adding it into, that's what they're going to be getting because they're just, I just love them so much. They're like small children to me, my plants that I make. Because you can watch them grow. And I mean, anyway. But I was wondering about the marketplace because we happen to have in the Mountain View and, you know, Palo Alto and that area, the Bay Area, we do have center. And I wondered if, you know, there was maybe a way.
I don't know, Margaret. If you, we did. We really looked at doing more of a physical kind of thing. And
I know.
It just didn't pan out for right now. To do that on the slide. In terms of doing, just a few one-off kind of things at center, I'm not sure. So if you wrote in to ask about that, we could certainly explore it and see if something might work out there.
I'll do that. Should I write that into Gift Master? I'll just write that to the Gift Master.
Yeah, that works. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that was the main thing, and I have not set up my website, but I missed the last call-in. And I know there was stuff before that about setting up your website. The actual instructions kind of were given, weren't they? The sort of we got walked through how it was going to work, how to do it.
We didn't actually walk through it.
Well, it seems like on one of them I heard a lot of where to go and what you would find and that sort of thing. I didn't remember exactly which.
We did walk through, I see what you're saying. We did walk through where on the website the campaign. Have you been to the Living Compassion part of the website to see the campaign yet?
I have. I think it was Living Compassion. I'm not sure exactly that I got there through that link, but what I did see was, I know it was because of the email you sent about what the Cantalomba has come up with to help the gals that are freeing up space for the new children to be fed. I got there through a link in that, I think. And so I saw some of the websites and stuff. But I was so inspired by that, too. I have to say that's pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
Because there's such engagement there. And
I know. It's so
wonderful. It's what a great community.
Oh, they really are.
Anyway.
So the website.
No, just the website stuff, I guess. is probably online. Okay.
Yes, exactly. So on that, the website that link will have taken you to for that story. We're getting some background noise, so if you want to star six or mute. On that website that will have taken you to where it says Living Compassion, These Little Trees Are Becoming a Forest, if you scroll down, there's kind of a lighter colored box that has the middle entry of that says, enrolling your friends, family, colleagues, and your fundraising efforts using our cool fundraising platform. And fundraising platform is a link. And that link will take you to, did you make a page last year, a fundraising page?
You know, I'm not sure. I think I used the one, or I thought I was using the one from the year before, because it's mostly donations that I collect and then send in, or was collecting and sending in, rather than people.
Okay.
Some people did make them online, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I had
so,
Foo Bears.
Sorry,
team,
I'm not clear, Margaret. Are you saying you did make a fundraising page last year?
I didn't make a specific one for last year. I did the year before that, I thought. And I'm not sure whether it just carried over.
I think last year was the first year we used this platform.
Didn't we?
So at any rate,
we had teams then. Okay, yeah.
I just carried over. We'll see, because it may carry over. If you click on that fundraising platform link and you head in, you'll see where it says, you know, I can't remember, it's a join or start fundraising or something. But if you click on that link, then it will recognize you. Yeah, join in, I think, is the link. If you've made a page before, it will probably start to recognize you. And I think it's relatively straightforward in terms of putting it together, although I know some people who have done a page this year and wanted to have things a little bit different in their page this year had a little trouble overriding last year's page, but we can get you hooked up with some technical assistance if you went into that. So just shoot us an email if that happens.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Margaret.
Hi.
Margaret P.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, this is my first support call and the first time I've actually participated in other than, you know, donating myself. I've had a lot of good
welcome.
Thank you. So what dropped in for me is that I'm in the process of developing, you know, my own business, and part of it is providing some health and wellness education to workshops to people. And so I'm sort of kicking that effort off with offering a couple, like I think I have three scheduled workshops around joyful eating and thriving in the holidays, and, you know, how that's good for your health and all that. Yeah, and so as I was creating the flyer, I was like, because I want to offer it for free, and and as I was creating the flyer, I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to gratefully accept donations to this project.
Lovely.
Yeah, so and there's been so much resistance in the past, and it was just like, it just flowed out this time, and it's like, it's fine, and I just feel grateful that at this moment that resistance has just dropped away.
Isn't that so nice?
Yeah.
And we can just dropped away, right, after years and years of practice.
Right.
But it does, it sort of, it's not our timeline. We're not in charge of how that stuff happens. It just happens.
That, I think, is, yeah, that is the truth. And that, I mean, it's almost like, okay, here it is. Now you're ready. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know what I love about that is it really, you know, we're doing the same strategy in terms of offering things for the Bridgewalk to practice, where it's all by donation. So it really invites people just to look to see, you know, what feels right to you. And then, and you know, maybe some people just decide not to donate. Maybe they just want to participate in what you're offering, and that's fine too, right? Because it's freely given. But there is that option for people to participate in that way should they choose.
Yeah, exactly. So I did have a couple of questions, being this is my first call. I did poke around a little bit, and I have kind of looked at the website and all, but the main campaign page, and have mm-hmm. been off and on tracking the emails. So somebody mentioned bracelets, which, like, is that an option to personally participate in, or is that part of
to purchase that, bracelet?
Yeah.
You know what's so funny, Margaret? I had the same question. I actually don't know. Oh, it must be. Is it on Keep It Simple? We're looking at creating this marketplace, but we haven't done
right.
it yet. So I'm not actually sure where people are finding
those. All right, well, Renee has her own fundraising page, and I don't know how to get that information to people, but she has bracelets that she's
and
providing.
And how did you find
donate.
It, Laura? Was it from your past that you had that?
Yes.
Or?
So, let's see. I had years ago asked about buying bracelets from the Keep It Simple or from the Sangha Market page, and I actually looked back in there to see if I could find them, and then I kind of had an inkling it was Renee, and so I just emailed her through that, and then she sent me her specific fundraising page.
Okay.
And I was able to purchase them through the fundraising page.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, is there a way to see other people's fundraising pages through our own fundraising? You know, it's like, is there a way to be connected mm-hmm. that way? It's like we create our own fundraising page, and can we see what other people are doing too? That way.
So a couple of things about that. As I say, we are looking at doing a Bridgewalk marketplace site/day, and I'll just say quickly about that, give people an update. We didn't have a lot of people respond to that directly, so I will put it out there that if people are still looking at that, shoot us an email at probably Africa@LivingCompassion. Well, no, actually, we do have a link to that. But that might be tricky to find. Bob, is there
a way
to send?
There was an email that was sent out.
With the link to it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everyone still has access to that email.
Okay.
Let me just quickly check in. Bob, is there an easy way for people to get to that link? Or would they have to go back and find that email? You may not still be on the call. Okay.
So
let me look into that while we're...
Okay. Go ahead.
Sorry, who's that?
So you're going to look into that, it sounds like, the marketplace.
Yeah.
And
so let me
Renee
say, just while we're on it, let me finish out that just quickly.
Okay.
So the team in Cantalumba, for sure, is doing a Bridgewalk Market Day on December 3rd. Tuesday, December 3rd, which is Giving Tuesday. It's a day that evidently, especially through social media and that sort of thing, is really set aside. You know, I guess there's the big shopping day, which is the day after Thanksgiving, and then I think that following Monday has kind of become online shopping day. And so I don't know who it was, bless their hearts, earmarked Tuesday to be Giving Tuesday. So the day that everyone turns their attention to what are your favorite charities, what do you want to support in the world, that kind of thing. So the team in Cantalumba is going to, on that day, they're creating all their crafts and their sort of thing, and they're advertising in the community, and they're going to turn the property in Cantalumba into a market to raise money for the project. So we were looking at doing something, you know, sort of kicking off that same day for anyone who's creating things to be able to put them online where we would all be able to purchase from each other and that sort of thing. So the bracelets will probably end up there, Margaret, which is probably the cleanest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about all of us kind of seeing each other's fundraising pages is it can take us down a privileged environment difficulty road that we don't really want to do, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
So we haven't really gone that route, and we've encouraged people not to poke around and sort of be on each other's fundraising pages and that kind of thing, just for that reason. Just to kind of keep the spirit of a privileged environment in that way. But these calls are certainly a time, like if you weren't sure how you wanted to do your page or needed ideas, this is certainly a place to share ideas, to ask questions, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I did have a question about, I thought I saw the photos come through some way, somewhere, but I'm wondering where the recent photos that you sent out, like how to access those.
So did you get the email that came out today?
I don't know.
It was,
I should have.
The title was The Cooperative Stepped Up Dash Step Up for the
I think I did get that one, but I didn't see on there that it.
Yeah, there's a lot in the email, so
okay.
It might be kind of hidden. But if you looked, let's see, there's the story, and then just below the story, there are three little stars, and then it says, the first paragraph says, due to popular demand, you can now download pictures from Cantaloma to use in your campaign, and download pictures is a link. And that will take you to those photos.
That's funny. I just tried to open it, and I accidentally archived it, so now I'm going to have to figure out how to get it out of there.
If you can't figure that out, shoot us an email at africa@livingcompassion.com, and we'll forward it back to you.
Okay, that sounds good.
And you know what? I'll say the same.
Yeah.
Let me just quickly say for anyone who still wants to fill out that little questionnaire to say, yeah, I do want to have put something up on the Bridgewalk Market, and you don't still have that link, first of all, the email was sent out on the 7th of November, if that helps find it. Otherwise, shoot us an email also at africa@livingcompassion.org, and we can forward that link to you. And sorry, Margaret, what else was there?
And the other question I had is, and some people referred to this before, is just, has anyone created a handout or like an informational thing? Because I'm doing these workshops, and I would love to be able to have something concrete that, you know, has a little description about the project and, you know, picture. Mm-hmm. So just like some, I mean, I hate to say promotional flyer, but like just informational something about the project. And it just seems like after all these years, somebody would have created that, and maybe that somebody's going to have to be me, but I thought I would ask.
You know that old Zen story? I'm a someone.
That's right, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's nothing that the project has officially put out, and my sense of it is that people create what they need for the particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing official that's been created like that. It's just I think people
so
create what they need for a particular situation.
Is there a reason that there's never been? So it's interesting, like the very first retreat I went on, then There's Nothing Wrong With You, which was like in 2007 or 2009. It was a long time ago at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't follow through with it, but I was super inspired to make like a book about it, like a children's book or like some book to have that story be available in the world.
The story of the project.
The story of the project.
Mm. Yeah.
And I guess another question I have is just wondering, is there a reason why there has not ever been any kind of thing created other than what's online?
Well, I think a lot of things have been created. And as I say, I think one of the things that happens is things change in the project. People have specific, you know, they're using it for X thing, and then it doesn't really apply to other situations. And
mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like a flyer for an event, you know.
An event happens.
And yeah. So, yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. If you are, and the other thing I'll say is, if you're making a flyer that's just, hey, me, Margaret, I'm doing this thing and I want you to know about this project that I love and I made this flyer, go for it. What we ask people don't do is to create something that looks like it's officially coming from Living Compassion, because then it needs to basically go through a process
right.
of making sure, yeah, all those
right.
things. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So what I want to ask, and this may not be the right question time for this, but you know, is there, do you think that there would be any interest in having something created that like tells the story, and it doesn't have to, you know, it's not a living document, but it's something that just kind of And it would be, you know, an official kind of thing. That,
something that, that could be made available to people in a situation like you're in. That's a great question, and I don't know the answer. So that would be a good one if you would email that in. We could certainly look into that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
I feel prompted to do so.
Exactly. Exactly. Perfect.
Okay.
Thanks,
well,
Margaret.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Laura B.
Hey, Laura B.
Hey, Jen. I have just a quick question, which is, what are the timelines? Like, I haven't started yet. I plan to. This month is super busy for me, and I'm fundraising for a local nonprofit here. So that's kind of my focus this month, or at least until towards the end of the month. And so is there an end date for this, for the Bridgewalk campaign?
Yeah, the middle of January.
Oh, that's so great. Easy peasy.
Isn't that great?
Okay.
Isn't that fabulous?
That is so fabulous.
Yeah, I love it. So relaxing.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So our pages will remain live until then, or, I mean,
that's
I'm planning
right.
to do it.
Yep.
You know, the end of the month start, but
yeah.
Okay, great.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you.
Jen, this is Patty.
Yeah. Hey, Patty.
I just looked through my emails and I haven't received anything about the Bridgewalk. This is the first I've heard about Marketplace or any of that. So I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what I get the all the Living Compassion, Making a Change for Good every day on my emails.
Okay.
But I haven't got anything else.
Have you gotten, for example, Patty, are you aware yesterday of getting an email that was about upcoming workshops? Recipe for Thanksgiving?
Nope.
I bet you anything you got bumped off our mailing list somehow.
Maybe.
Sounds like it. Yeah. So that would be information at livingcompassion.org.
Okay.
To just say, something happened. I'm not getting your emails because we're definitely sending them. Yeah.
Okay. So I should, what should I, how should I, who should I send?
I think the best address is information at livingcompassion.org.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll get you up to date.
Okay. And I'm just sort of hearing this for the first time. Is there going to be a marketplace or there is not?
We are hoping that there will. I think probably. I don't know this for sure. That's my only hesitation, Patty, and kind of making clear promises here. But I think probably even no matter how many people choose to participate this year, that we'll do it and put that out. So all of Sangha would have access to however many people choose to put things up there. All of Sangha would have access to purchasing those things.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I was going to say, just when you send that email to information at, specifically mention that you need the link to the Bridgewalk Marketplace thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't started, but I did it last year, and it was quite successful, and I'm having a bit of, ego is trying to say, if you do the same thing this year and you send it to the same people, what's your success rate going to be? So, you know, it's that resistance that's starting to come up around it.
To me, it's that same place as Jodine, right? Well, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah. And I loved hearing you saying, if you just start and 100% participation and you don't raise any money, there's still benefits. You know,
that's exactly right.
Not the eye and focus is not on the results. It's on what am I seeing? How am I doing this?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Precisely.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things that, well, I have my idea for paintings and pottery, and some of the ones I was thinking for the marketplace would be ones where I was either going to make sort of these cylinders with reassurances on them that others might like to hear, like that will be written on and then it'll be glazed.
Lovely. And I missed the word. Did you say cylinder, Patty?
Cylinder, like a vase sort of thing.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Oh, wow.
You know, some of the things from the climate emergency walk that I wanted, and some of the placards that just had some nice phrases and things like that, that do relate to our Sangha, and I, you know, have a feeling people might like that kind of thing.
Yes. But
my biggest idea, and I'm just wondering if I'm trying to make it too complex, you know, or for myself, is that what I'd like to do is set up in there's a room in our apartment building that I'm hoping I could get. And I originally had this idea to invite friends who helped me in the summer and sort of say thank you. But I figured what I could do is I could still invite people and do it either before Christmas or after Christmas and, you know, display the pottery or the paintings for this project.
I love it.
And still, you know, provide some food or, you know, whatever I
would do
for a party.
Yes.
Just combine them.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely perfect. Yep. It sounds so lovely, and, you know, what a fun thing. Everyone gets to participate. You know, you very likely will get to have fun as well as, you know, go up against whatever resistance arises in terms of putting it all together.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So I think my task is just to start. Just to start here. And this is what I did last year. Okay, I'm not listening to you, ego. I'm just going to start one step at a time. Keep that eye on the joy or the generosity or the gratitude I feel for people who have helped me this year and just keep it simple like that.
Exactly. And, you know, Patty, what I just saw was what a lovely parallel, right? Because meanwhile, you're raising money for a community. Talk about helping each other. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to, when you get on the email list, the email that came out today, and actually you can still access it. If you go to the website, go to the Africa part of the website and go to the BridgeWalk campaign, you'll see the story is featured there. And it's a story basically of how the cooperative wanted to feed 38 more children, and so they found a way to do it amongst themselves, how to fund that.
Hmm.
And so it's a perfect example of what you're describing, right? You're thanking all of this community for really helping you out at a time where you really needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, you're paying that forward, you know, by inviting them to participate with this other community that's doing that same thing.
Yeah. And I think I talked about this in the morning show about I am just so excited about how the climate emergency, some of the top things that impact that are educating girls and women.
I know. Thank you for bringing it up, by the way. Yes, Patty. I think I'm going to center my letter around that this year.
And so to me, if that's important to me and for my children and grandchildren, that they have a world to live in.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That doing this and raising money for this, it just... Yes. It all comes together for me.
It does.
Know?
It really
of real value.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I have such a good connection. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Well, it's
all right.
Simple just to get a few tips and keep going.
Yeah.
Sangha help and
amen. One step at a time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
And I thank you, Patty. We're at the top of the hour. I do want to say that For folks who have not seen it, we have a fabulous workshop coming up this Saturday with the Monastery Cook. I know many folks have been here and tasted the amazing food. And so we have put out for folks who have signed up for the workshop this weekend, we've sent out the recipes that we use for the holidays here at the monastery, all these amazing, nutritious, vegetarian holiday recipes. And there's this whole workshop built around, you know, kind of the attitude of mind and actually cooking them and that sort of thing. So that's at 10 o'clock Pacific time this Saturday, and it's not too late to sign up. You can find it on the website. So thanks, everyone. Take care, and our next call will be not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday. So whatever that is, the 27th, I think, and we'll be sending out information on that. All right.
Thank you,
everyone.
Jen.
Go happy.
Thank you.